But yesterday we had the feast day of the great apostles Peter and Paul, who were martyred under the persecution of Nero about the year 65 AD. But as you know, they were not the only Christians that were martyred for their faith. And so the church has always had the feast day of, which is called the Feast Day of the First Martyrs of Rome, on June 30th, the day after the feast day of the martyrdoms of Saints Peter and Paul. And so they're joined together because they died together. They're also joined together on our church calendar that we remember all those Christians who died in the early days of the martyrdoms under Nero. We know that in July of the year 64, a great fire devastated Rome. It began apparently near the Great Circus and spread throughout the shopping districts of Rome and went on for 6 days. By the time that the fire was put out, 2/3 of Rome were destroyed. Well, there was rumor that Nero himself had set the fire, and so to try to stop that rumor, he began accusing the Christians of having set this fire which destroyed most of Rome. And so for that reason, since the Christians were always held in great suspicion because they didn't worship the pagan gods, they were the most despised group of the city. They were considered revolutionaries to in the city of Rome. The Christians were rounded up under Nero's order and then brutally killed in many different barbaric ways. You can read the accounts. For example, there was a Roman historian named Tacitus who lived really at this time, just shortly after this time. So he was really an eyewitness to these events. He wrote in his writings, quote, and then remember, Tacitus is not a Christian. He was a Roman historian. He wrote, "Nero provided his garden for the spectacle and exhibited displays in the circus at which he mingled with the crowd. Despite their guilt as Christians, the victims were pitied, for it was felt that they were being sacrificed to one man's brutality rather than to the national interest." So Nero was a madman, as you know, and he found many barbaric ways to put the Christians to death. Some of them were sewn up in the hides of animals and then thrown to the hungry dogs to be brutally eaten alive. Others were covered with pitch or wax and then burned like human torches. And many of these martyrdoms occurred in Pharaoh's own gardens during his parties. He would have these huge parties where he would invite people to come over and they would crucify the Christians and brutally kill them. Well, this persecution under Nero lasted really until his death, but then the persecutions really did not stop until about the year 312 with the Peace of Constantine. When Constantine became the first Christian emperor, he ended the persecution of Christianity. So really, the Lord's words in today's gospel were certainly fulfilled. The Lord told his disciples, he said, "They will hand you over to persecution. They will kill you. You will be hated by all because of my name. But those who persevere to the end will be saved." One of the great writers of the church has also said that the blood of the martyrs has become the seed of the faith. And this was really just like a plant needs water. The church needed the waters of baptism and the blood of the martyrs to flourish. And that's exactly what happened. The church was not destroyed. The one thing that happens when the church is persecuted is that it grows and it spreads and it flourishes under persecution. Persecution makes the church strong. And one of the great hymns of the church, Father Faber wrote, "Faith of our fathers," let me just read this one sentence from this beautiful hymn, which is so inspiring when we think of what our early members of our faith did for Christ and their great love for the Lord. Father Faber wrote, "Faith of our fathers, living still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whenever we hear that glorious word. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee until death.